What's going on, America? This is Chad the Bird. I'm not a robot. I'm just working on my voice.
Feeling good about that. I was like on key.
Are you auto-tuning yourself?
No, I don't have to. See, I'm natural because I'm you know, part of the toucan family. And we are known for our mimicry skills. Also, our sweet beaks. So what's going on in the world of the news for you, America? In Oregon, there is the last Blockbuster Video on the planet refuses to close. Bend, Oregon. The computer system has to be rebooted using floppy disks that only the general manager knows how to use. The dot matrix printer broke, so the employees write out membership cards by hand, and the steward's business transactions are backed up on a reel-to-reel tape that cannot be replaced because Radio Shack went out of business. But none of that has stopped the store in Bend, Oregon from closing because the store's general manager, Sandy Harding, said, "It's pure stubbornness. We didn't want to give in. We did everything we could to cut costs and keep ourselves relevant." So yeah, find them online. They're fucking making a last stand, which is awesome, especially after watching Captain Marvel. Turns out that a federal appeals court in Michigan says a woman's constitutional rights were violated when she was handing a speeding ticket after giving the middle finger to a suburban Detroit officer. So the middle finger is constitutionally projected. So let those birds fly. What'd I say?
Projected.
Oh. Maybe I was projecting my own thoughts. Whatever. Kick your ass. I'm giving him the middle finger now, and you can't do shit about it. One more. I got one more. This is fine. Where'd it go? Okay, here we go. Malaysian Airlines. A mother traveling from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia noticed she was traveling lighter than she planned when she realized she'd left her baby at the airport. So they had to turn the plane around. And yet, in America, when Catherine O'Hara left Macaulay Culkin at home, they didn't do shit. I'm just saying, we're fucking tough here. Anyway, this week, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend in Chicago, which means I got a contact drunk, which didn't help the fact that I was rage angry at the college scam that went on in America. So for more on that, let's go live to me.
You like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Oh, holy fuck, what the hell happened? I was just trying to get here, that's all. Just trying to get from where I was to here. Where I was going to my destination. It's important to reach your destination, because that's where you're going. That's the whole point of going anywhere. You don't just go and see what's out there. And if you are doing that, get a fucking job. The rest of us got to get places. We have destinations. And we got to get there sometimes by any means necessary, R.E. today. When I was just trying to get here from where I was during St. Patrick's Day weekend in Chicago, or as it's known to locals, fuck, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend in Chicago. A time when getting anywhere is impossible because a bunch of drunk suburbanites are fucking it up for everybody. It was sunny out, as opposed to the Great Depression blanket that threatens to engulf the city in a bipolar episode daily. So I figured I'd walk, for fuck's sakes. But I got to Lincoln and Belmont, which has become the intersection of lush and vomit, and it wasn't even noon. I had my trusty St. Dickhead's bingo card that I carry for just such an occasion. And crying girl on a cell phone was all I needed to get a bingo and cash it in for the $10 that Trevor and I had on the line. When a red trolley bedazzled with blondes and beads curved into a Verizon store and the resulting cloud of beer mist got those of us fleeing from the scene a contact drunk. And we stumbled for the Ashland bus but found no purchase. So onward we marched for the Belmont station. When we got there, we found it was hijacked by Green Shirts, playing the only song by the Dropkick Murphys that they know. It's their battle cry. And in the resulting mosh pit, somebody passed me a blunt, and I'm not one to turn down a free one. So, puff, puff, pass, and I'm a fucking teenager again. And then the crowd started chanting, "Kiss Me, I'm Shit-Faced" by the Pogues, which was a nice change of pace from the only song they knew by the Dropkick Murphys. Anyway. Shit. We got on the red line, which anyone spent at least 2 years in Chi-Town knows is a fucking bad scene of broskies and trixies and leprechaun hats swaying like sloths from the poles. So after that fucking bedlam, I decided to just fucking Uber it up here, but they upcharge fuck you percent, so I guess I'm stuck in this fucking apocalypse for a good 30 minutes, assuming the red line doesn't shit the bed, which it did, but thank God the 21-year-old incel to my right had a tall boy up for grabs, and after laying his ass out, which wasn't hard, they're kind of like paper mache people, I was one high life deep by the time we pulled in, yada yada, here I am. Fucked up and forgot what I was talking about. Sláinte, you fucking nightmares. And whilst I was stuck in an emerald commotion on my voyage to my destination, I glanced at my phone in an effort to focus my eyes against the turmoil. And I saw a news story that curdled what blood I had left that wasn't jade-tinted Bud Light Premium. 46 people were just indicted in a widespread college admissions scandal, the largest of his kind ever prosecuted in U.S. history. Okay. Turns out, prosecutors have filed charges against 33 parents who are accused of paying between $250,000 and $6.5 million to get their children into elite universities, and 9 coaches accused of accepting bribe payments in exchange for accepting admissions. And then there was some light SAT and ACT fakery just to give it some spice. Way it works goes like this. Okay. William Rick Singer, a jagoff and a windbreaker. So you know he's a jagoff, because unless you're jogging in the actual rain, there is no reason to wear a windbreaker. Has this company called The Key, which was, according to their website, quote, the world's largest private life coaching and college counseling company. But it was really a company dedicated to, quote, helping the wealthiest people get their kids into school. Because if you ever met a kid from money, it's a 90% chance they have a weird haircut and go by a verb like slice or jam. Anyway. Anyway, Singer's company says he's going to help tutor your stupid kid into getting a better SAT and ACT score, and then eventually into the college they want, which included universities like Yale, Stanford, USC, UCLA, Georgetown, Wake Forest, and U-Texas at Austin, all of which were totally my first choices, but I settled because I wanted to stay close to family. JK, it's because I'm not a fucking billionaire. So the scam goes like this. Hey, Christy and Felix, you say you're a wealthy family and your kid Bradley can't get his shit together? I got you. Here's the deal. You give me a shit ton of money and we'll take his SAT and ACTs for him. And then for a few million more through a fake charity organization, bribe the coaches at Stanford to get him on the water polo team, even though the only balls Bradley ever cupped in a pool was at a Hilton in Kauai on spring break. Then, just to add a little cherry to this shit sundae, you get a letter in the mail that thanks you for your donation that will, quote, allow us to move forward with our plans to provide educational and self-enrichment program to disadvantaged youth, end quote. Which, of course, was horseshit. And if you're asking, oh, this is delicious, were there any rich celebs involved? Well, then you're in luck, because fuck yeah, they were. Namely, desperate housewife Felicity Huffman and Full House's hot Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin. And you thought Dave Coulier was going to die on this hill. Nope, he's going to have to die somewhere else. And you figure, Since Felicity is married to Fargo's own William H. Macy, was he involved too? Oh, you betcha, yeah. All told, the fake charity account set up by Singer to help little Laser get into Yale so he can Instagram the whole thing and then go on to start the next Fyre Festival was worth $5.2 million. And Singer is facing 65 years in prison in a huge FBI case they dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. So, the next time some fucker brags about college, remind them that you're glad they got the best grades money could buy. Now go deep throat an iPhone. It's a fucker, right? Because there's kids out there denied access to these universities because Glade and Spicer's parents had the cash to get them to USC so they could major in updating their Facebook page and not giving a fuck. Meanwhile, the rest of us are working harder just to get where we want to go. Anyway, that pisses me off, and it should piss you off too, no matter how drunk I am. So keep an eye on this story and pay attention to what money can buy when you have enough. And like any pay-per-play online game, it's not about skill. It's about how much some rich kid's parents spent to shut them up. And hopefully this goes all the way to jail, and the right rich fucker gets kicked right in the dick. Woo! So that one day, we'll all live in a world where we can get a shot at getting where we're trying to go without a bunch of drunk fucking suburbanites fucking it up for everyone. Slauncha.
Chad the Bird. Ladies and gentlemen of Uptown, Chad the Bird.
Slauncha, you fucking fuckers. Slauncha, I don't apologize for being getting a contact drunk, for just trying to get to the show in Chicago during St. Patrick's Day weekend, which starts Friday and ended this morning. It was like I got on the red line this morning just to get where I was going, and I noticed piles of sand everywhere, and I was like, oh god, you're such trash. You people are trash. God damn it, it's trash. And it was. I'm like, I don't understand how that's like a celebration of anything when all you do in this damn city anyway is drink. Where it's like, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I was going to get wasted at St. Patrick's Day. I was like, is that what you did last night? I'm like, yeah, but it's St. Patrick's Day. It's like, that doesn't excuse the rampant problems that you all have. I get why it's gray most of the time and freezing the other half. So then there's like three great days of sunshine and warmth. So yeah, I get it. We drink. It's fine. I'm not judging you based on that. I'm judging you when you fucking lose your shit and turn this whole city into a frat party. Boston's St. Patrick's Day is not like that. They've got some dignity in that, like, yeah, you're probably gonna get in a fight, but when it's over, you're probably gonna get a drink. Chicago, you're gonna get murdered. So no, stop. Or well, I mean, that's both. That's gonna happen. I was more pissed off because the piles of sand vomit were all over like Boys Town. And I'm like, Boys Town's such a clean, nice place. Until the fucking hordes invade from Schaumburg or whatever. Stay home. Drink at home. You know where the bathrooms are. I mean, I survived. I don't remember Sunday, but I'm here. I have all my stuff.
You don't have any new tattoos, do you?
Yeah, I can't see my back. I kind of want to live in the mystery. What about you, Mr. Bender? Did you have yourself a St. Patrick's Day week? It was your birthday.
It was.
Oh, that's got to suck, man. I'm sorry.
I stayed away from the crowds. That's how I celebrate.
Yeah, you went deep underground.
Yes.
Good. That's nice. What did you do?
Saw a movie.
Cool.
Did some dinner.
Nice.
Did some shopping.
Awesome. You found yourself in a vortex of happiness.
Yes.
You were like the protected bubble.
We almost touched the beast. We got very close to some neighborhoods.
Where were you at?
We got close to Wrigleyville.
Oh, God. You got too close as far as I'm concerned.
We saw the fringe.
For those of you who don't know...
You can touch it.
Good, because you'll pull your hand back and it'll just be gone, or covered in beads. For those of you who don't know what Chicago is like on St. Patrick's Day, good! You've lived a good life. You could die never having known this, and you will not have missed out on a cultural anything. You'll always... It looks like shots of, like... Remember that scene at the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, where they're storming the beach at Normandy, It's like that, except everybody's in green t-shirts and shamrock tattoos holding, instead of guns, they're holding green beers. That's what it looks like. It's actually super accurate. Especially that shot where that guy can't find his arm and he's like walking around. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen that happening right on the corner of like Addison and Clark. Just a guy, oh, missing an arm, huh? Yeah, buddy. Sláinte. Oh, it still hurts to think about. But we made it. We're alive. We're okay. We're also, I don't know, going to eat all the rich people that we see. We're going to eat you. I'm saying that from now on, because we know that your meat is probably the most tender because you don't work out enough. You only eat rich foods. Everything you have is like 90 proof or, you know, super high quality, grass-fed, what have you. So that means you are tender and delicious. And we're not still entirely sure what species of bird I am. So you don't know. I come from dinosaurs, bud. We'll see what happens. I'm just warning you ahead of time, not going to be too pissed at myself for eating your kid if you piss me off. Oh, God, so angry. It's because, man, it's the whole thing. Going through all that on St. Patrick's Day weekend, reading about all this, I'm like, it's just the vortex of everything that's pissing me off right now. Just coughing out the rage. Cough out the rage. Do it with me. It's like yoga, but just coughing. Cough it out. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song, Promises. Thank you to Jacob Sirio for recording us at the Paper Machete. Come see us every Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Green Mill. Get there by 1:30 or you're fucked. Please rate and review and keep an eye out for stuff that's coming because I keep saying it, but I'm promising it's coming. So just find us on the web. Find us on the Instagram, Facebook. Email me at thebirdchat@gmail.com. Please consider sponsoring the Chadcast because we have a lot of stuff coming up. So if you have a business and you would like us to talk about you, please let me know. Thebirdchat@gmail.com. We will say no to anyone right now. We will not say no to anyone right now. Our door is open. And then I heard Beer Trolley. Beer Trolley? Is Beer Trolley a company? I would be sponsored by Beer Trolley.
Delivered a bunch of St. Patrick's Day revelers to your door.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad they were on that and not on the trains. Like, I would prefer you take the beer trolley and the Ubers or any cars. Yeah, I have no truck or problem with the beer trolleys because I never need them, nor do I have anything against them. I think they're doing the Lord's work. And by that, I mean the Lords of sanity and safe drinking. Everybody else, you know, if you're on the beer trolley, chances are we're not going to be speaking to each other. But if you're driving the beer trolley, bud, I will take you out for dinner right here and now. You have my word. Yeah, I don't know. What else? Special thanks to you for being you. Special thanks to that other guy for being himself. And special thanks to the others that are around being good people. And as long as you stay that way, I think we might be able to survive another St. Patrick's Day. And also, I don't know, just be better, people. Everyone be better. That's all I'm asking. Just do better. Anything else, Clark?
Will you take the SAT from me?